by August 9th, 68% nationally. That's 11 points behind the five-year average and 13 points behind last year's 81%.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says the biggest part of the delay is in Texas.
Texas setting bowls only 56% compared to the five-year average of 75%. We also see delays, though, in the Northern Delta, where Missouri only 58% setting bowls compared to the five-year average of 83%.
But here in the Southeast, it's a different picture.
For example, Alabama, 93% setting bowls, 17 percentage points ahead of the five-year average.
Nationally, the bowls opening are at 7%. That's 1% behind the five-year average, with the Desert Southwest leading the way. Arizona is at 25% open. In Alabama, 93% of the cotton crop is setting bowls. That compares to 76% for the five-year average, but bowls opening is only at 1%. In Georgia, 88% of the cotton crop is setting bowls. That's up slightly from the five-year average of 85%, while bowls opening is at only 1%. And Rippey says cotton conditions were down slightly this past week.
56% good to excellent. That's down a point from last week. And 9% very poor to poor. That's also down a point. So we saw a shift in both the high and low categories of a percentage point. The states with at least one-tenth of the crop rated very poor to poor, Kansas 10%, Texas 11%, and Missouri 12%.